At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we honor the entrepreneurial spirit. But if you've ever started a new business, you know the challenges are many. It seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. Did you know that 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify? That's because Shopify makes it quick and easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand. Backed with AI tools, they also accelerate content creation, such as product descriptions, page headlines, and product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, published in 1937. Power is essential for success in the accumulation of wealth, in any form. Plans are inert and useless without sufficient power to translate them into action. Today I will describe the method by which any individual may attain and apply power. Power may be defined as organized and intelligently directed knowledge. Power, as the term is here used, refers to organized effort, sufficient to enable an individual to transmute desire into wealth, whatever that may be. Organized effort is produced through the coordinated effort of two or more people who work together toward a definite end in a spirit of harmony. Power is required for the accumulation of wealth. Power is necessary for the retention of wealth after it has been accumulated. Let us now identify how power may be acquired. If power is, as I've stated, organized knowledge, let us examine the sources of knowledge. Number 1. Infinite intelligence. This universal source of knowledge may be acquired through the aid of creative imagination and the subconscious. Number 2. Accumulated experience. The accumulated experience of humanity, or that portion of it which has been organized and recorded, may be found in any well-equipped public library, and today, the Internet. An important part of this accumulated experience is, of course, taught in our public schools and colleges, where it has been classified and organized. Number 3. Experiment and research. In the field of science and in practically every other walk of life, scientists and professionals are gathering, classifying, and organizing new facts daily. This is the source to which one must turn when knowledge is not available through accumulated experience. Here too, the creative imagination must often be used. Knowledge may be acquired from any of these sources, and it may be converted into power by organizing it into definite plans, and by expressing those plans in terms of action. Examination of the three major sources of knowledge will readily disclose the difficulty anyone will have, if they depended upon their efforts alone, in assembling knowledge and expressing it through definite plans in terms of action. If our plans are comprehensive, and if we contemplate large goals, we must generally induce others to cooperate with us before we can inject into them the necessary element of power. This thus leads to the idea of gaining power through what is called the master mind. The master mind may be defined as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. No individual may have great power without availing themselves of the master mind. If you cultivate a desire to achieve something great, and have laid out a well-defined plan to pursue with persistence and intelligence, and with the help of a mastermind group, your objective will have been halfway reached even before you begin to recognize it. In order that you might better understand the intangible potentialities of the power available to you through a properly chosen mastermind group, I will explain the two characteristics of the mastermind principle, one which is economic in nature and the other psychic. The economic feature is obvious. Economic advantages may be created by anyone who surrounds themselves with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of people who are willing to lend you wholehearted aid in a spirit of perfect harmony. This form of cooperative alliance has been the basis of nearly every great fortune. Your understanding of this great truth may definitely determine your financial status. The psychic phase of the mastermind principle is much more abstract, much more difficult to comprehend, because it relates to the spiritual forces with which the human race as a whole is not well acquainted. You may catch a significant suggestion from the following statement: no two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third, invisible, intangible force which may be likened to a third mind. Keep in mind the fact that there are only two known elements in the whole universe, energy and matter. It is a well-known fact that matter may be broken down into units of molecules, atoms, and electrons. These are units of matter which may be isolated, separated, and analyzed. Likewise, there are units of energy. The human mind is a form of energy, a part of it being spiritual in nature. When the minds of two people are coordinated in a spirit of harmony, the spiritual units of energy of each mind form an affinity, which constitutes the psychic phase of the master mind. The master mind principle, or rather the economic feature of it, was first called to my attention by Andrew Carnegie. Mr. Carnegie's mastermind group consisted of a staff of approximately 50 people, with whom he surrounded himself for the definite purpose of manufacturing and marketing steel. He attributed his entire fortune to the power he accumulated through this mastermind. Analyze the record of any person who has accumulated a great fortune, and many of those who have accumulated modest fortunes, and you will find that they have either consciously or unconsciously employed the mastermind principle. Great power can be accumulated through no other principle. Energy is nature's universal set of building blocks, out of which she constructs every material thing in the universe, including humankind, in every form of animal and vegetable life. Through a process which only nature completely understands, she translates energy into matter, and nature's building blocks are available to us in the energy involved in thinking. Our brain may be compared to an electric battery. It absorbs energy from the ether, which permeates every atom of matter and fills the entire universe. It is a well-known fact that a group of electric batteries will provide more energy than a single battery. It is also a well-known fact that an individual battery will provide energy in proportion to the number and capacity of the cells it contains. The brain functions in a similar fashion. This accounts for the fact that some brains are more efficient than others, and leads to this following proposition. A group of brains coordinated, or connected, in a spirit of harmony, will provide more thought energy than a single brain, just as a group of electric batteries will provide more energy than a single battery. Through this metaphor, it becomes immediately obvious that the mastermind principle holds the secret of the power wielded by people who surround themselves with other men and women of brains and intelligence. There follows now another proposition which will lead still nearer to an understanding of the psychic phase of the mastermind principle. When a group of individual brains are coordinated and function in harmony, the increased energy created through that alliance becomes available to every individual brain in the group. It is a well-known fact that Henry Ford began his business career under the handicap of poverty, illiteracy, and ignorance. It is an equally well-known fact that within the inconceivably short period of 10 years, Mr. Ford mastered these three handicaps, and that within 25 years he made himself one of the richest men in America. Connect with this fact the additional knowledge that Mr. Ford's most rapid strides became noticeable from the time he became a personal friend of Thomas Edison, and you will begin to understand what the influence of one mind upon another can accomplish. Go a step further and consider the fact that Mr. Ford's most outstanding achievements began from the time that he formed the acquaintances of Harvey Firestone, John Burroughs, and Luther Burbank, each an individual of great intelligence, and you will have further evidence that power may be produced through a friendly alliance of minds. There is little, if any, doubt that Henry Ford was one of the best informed men in the business and industrial world. The question of his wealth needs no discussion. Analyze Mr. Ford's intimate personal friends, some of whom have already been mentioned, and you will be prepared to understand the following statement. People take on the nature and the habits and the power of thought of those with whom they associate in a spirit of sympathy and harmony. Henry Ford whipped poverty, illiteracy, and ignorance by aligning himself with great minds whose vibrations of thought he absorbed into his own mind. Through his association with Edison, Burbank, Burroughs, and Firestone, Mr. Ford added to his own brain power the sum and substance of the intelligence, experience, knowledge, and spiritual forces of these four men. Moreover, he appropriated and made use of the mastermind principle, a principle that is available to you. Let us turn our attention now to Mahatma Gandhi. In the beginning of Gandhi's protest against Britain, the majority of people looked upon him as merely an eccentric little man who went around without formal wearing apparel, making trouble for the British government. In reality, though, Gandhi was not an eccentric and grew into one of the most powerful men of his time. His power was passive, but it was real. Let us study the method by which Gandhi attained his stupendous power. It may be explained in a few words. He came by power by inducing over 200 million people to coordinate with mind and body in a spirit of harmony for a definite purpose. In brief, Gandhi accomplished a miracle. For it is a miracle when 200 million people can be induced, not forced, to cooperate in a spirit of harmony for a limitless time. If you doubt that this is a miracle, try to induce any two people to cooperate in a spirit of harmony for any length of time. Every person who manages a business knows what a difficult matter it is to get employees to work together in a spirit even remotely resembling harmony. The list of the chief sources from which power may be attained is, as I've already said, headed by infinite intelligence. When two or more people coordinate in a spirit of harmony and work toward a definite objective, they place themselves in position, through that alliance, to absorb power directly from the great universal storehouse of infinite intelligence. This is the greatest of all sources of power. It is the source to which the genius turns. It is the source to which every great leader turns, whether they are conscious of the fact or not. The other two major sources from which the knowledge necessary for the accumulation of power may be obtained, experience and experiment, are no more reliable than our five senses, and the senses are not always reliable. However, infinite intelligence never errs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.